The Athletics squaring off with the Astros. Jose Altuve ready for this one. Yonder Alonso getting his team ready, trying to win their fourth straight game. We pick up the action in the third. Oakland in front 1-0. Jacob Brugman facing Mike Fiers.
No shift on for Brugman. Another payoff is swung on, lined into right center field. Over for it is Springer. Dives, and he got it! A spectacular play by George Springer. Because he cheats so far to right center, he surrenders the right field corner so he can do things like that, which is steal a double from Jacob Brugman.
Another 3-2 pitch coming up with the bases loaded. Here it is. And it's hit in the air, right field. Springer going back. Springer near the wall, and that baby's gone. Grand slam, Ryan Healy, 5-1 A's lead.
Second slam for the Athletics, and this is bigger than all of them. Matt Joyce, the other one, against the Nationals, first career grand slam, got the slider up and away. That's what I was hoping he would do, but I was hoping Springer wouldn't catch it.
And that one is drilled toward left center field. Gonzalez back. Gonzalez can't get it. It's over his head. And coming in to score is Lowry. Davis to second with an RBI double, and it's 6-1, the A's lead. Hits one in the air to right field. Olsen's going back. Olsen at the wall. Gone. Just like that, it's 6-4. Springer goes the other way for a three-run shot. So 1-2. Here's the pitch. And that's hit toward Alonso. Out at second. Back to Fur. Double play. And that's the ball game. 3-6-1 double play, and Casilla gets the save. Manaea gets the win, and the A's hang on.
Santiago Casilla with his 14th save as the Athletics win their fourth in a row, taking it 6-4. Sean Manaea the win, allowing one run in 5 2/3 innings. Bruce Maxwell, 3 hits and an RBI. Jed Lowry with 2 hits and scores 2 runs. The Athletics win their fourth in a row. Manager Bob Melvin spoke after.
We've had that game before, not that extent, but we've gotten walked off quite a few times here in the last few years. So never out. It's never over till it's over. So, thank goodness we had a little bit of a cushion. But, made a big pitch when you needed to and got 2 outs.
Was it pitch sequence, pitch selection at an angle of 9 to keep avoiding danger to get all the traffic?
I'll tell you what, you talk about traffic. He pitched around. It felt like he went out on the mound, they just put 2 guys, like a simulated game, they just put 2 guys on base for him every inning and seemed to work his way out of it. So, I mean, there are times during the course of your career as a young pitcher where you're tested more so than others, especially against this team, and he pitched out of it every time. I mean, he gets the double play ball with the bases loaded, you know, behind in the count, obviously. I mean, he really made some pitches when he needed to with probably not his best stuff today.
What did you think of the work you got from Mattson and Doolittle there?
Yeah, that was big. I mean, you know, Doolittle's been real economical in his pitches here recently. I think he's 8-6-8 or whatever. But Mattson has to come in there and get the biggest. Certainly the Springer out was huge. And then, you know, pitch to the heart of the order the next inning. So it got us in a position where we had a cushion in the ninth. We needed it.
What about this grand slam this first?
Oh, that is his first? Yeah, he about broke my hand. I should have known. It seems like every magnitude homer for him, he gets a harder hand slap. But he was fired up about it. He's a passionate guy. You love it. You know where it comes from, and he likes to play. So he's gotten some big hits for us.
Up next, the series against the Astros continues on Wednesday with Jesse Hahn on the hill.